Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Stewart Economic Development Director, Matt Funk. Matt, what are some of the things you do with your job?
I promote the city. Promote it. That's it. That's everything in a nutshell.
So basically kind of try and talk with businesses and owners and people that may be coming into the area and get them to see why Stewart's a great place to maybe do business in?
Yes. I sell the city. I make it go out networking.
All right. And there's a few projects kind of in the works that you can give a little bit of information on. I know in a city council meeting that I was at, it was talked about that Quickstar was looking to have a facility here in Stewart. What is going on with that project?
They have submitted a site plan. They don't own the land, but they are making plans and working on some details to present a suitable plan to the city.
Okay, so they're getting into the start of things. They're prepared to move forward. They just have to get everything finalized, and then they can go from there.
Yes, they are a very thorough company. They don't put the cart before the horse. They do a lot of good planning. They have been great to work with, just great to work with.
So a lot of good setup, and then once everything is in place, they get the go-ahead. They're usually pretty quick about getting everything put together.
Yeah, so they get all the details ironed out first, and they have a good reputation with what I've heard from other communities. They have enjoyed working with them.
All right, and another item that you talked about in a previous council meeting was the group is working on a project with MidAmerican to bring a natural gas line into Stewart.
Yes, it's been negotiated with MidAmerican Energy. It's a very slow process. It's a very aggravating and time-consuming process. It has a lot of hurdles and challenges that go with it. We have gotten closer at is something that I had actually started on or was a piece of when I was on the city council over 8 years ago. So I had reached out to MidAmerican Energy then. Others have as well. I guess you might say we eventually warmed down a little bit. So we are still in conversations with them, still conducting meetings. We have gotten closer, but we're not close enough yet. But we are in negotiations with them, and they have been willing to communicate with us.
Are there any projects that have finished up in the last year that you can give some insight on?
Projects that I've started are still in the works. They're still in the process. We've had some TIF tax increment financing for some projects that has come about, and those people have, or those businesses have, fulfilled those contractual agreements ahead of time. So that's all looking well. Hotel Stewart is an ongoing project. It's a very complicated project with layers of issues or paperwork with it. It's got a couple of grants with it. Regular communication with the property owner. They are making progress. They have had setbacks that they were not planning on above and beyond with COVID and the contractors having difficulty getting laborers. So those projects like that are continuing to move along. Nothing gets done as fast as we all would like them to.
What are some things you would like to try and get done as you move forward as the economic development director?
Oh, some of my desires. I do desire to have some sort of a educational campus. There's been some communications about that. That's a long-term goal. So to bring some continued ed, some kind of a small community college satellite area, maybe to town, expanding the sports complex and a community center. I'm working on a little bit here and there when I can. It does require a lot of collecting information, what grants are available, city funds, or how to communicate with city administrator about some of these desires, which are all are possible, but very time-consuming in themselves. And these are things that a lot of people have before me have desired as well and have already started maybe some groundwork or some communication or at least acquired contacts who to communicate and start working on that stuff. But it takes a long time. And it was the city of Woodward. I think they got theirs done, but it took them 15 years after they got some real good momentum. after they got momentum, it took an additional 15 years, 10 or 15. So these are some desires of the community. When I was on the city council, I played a part on the downtown facade, which was a goal when I first ran for city council. But then again, that was something that a couple other councilmen had already started working on as well. And I got to be a participant. I got to help. It was ironic. I didn't know them before I ran for council, but we had the same desires, and I think I was able to at least help propel it. That's one example of something that's been done in the past, but that took years to get that. Like I said, people were working on that before I even got involved, but somebody started with an idea, and it takes a team effort and working with other people and passing the baton on to others sometimes. And then the prior economic development director, there was stuff that she was working on that I'm continuing to work on as well. As an example, there's the Safe Routes to School project to have a sidewalk going from the elementary school to the high school. So that got delayed because the estimates came in too high. That's going back up for bids again here this winter, hoping that the bids will be better this time.
All right. Thank you very much, Matt.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure meeting with you. Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.